This is Midday on WNYC. I'm Rebecca Carroll. There are many coming-of-age stories in the world, but few rely on women of all ages to tell. A new play titled Dance Nation takes a comedic yet sometimes heart-wrenching approach to telling the stories of a group of 13-year-olds in a competitive dance troupe together. The production weaves themes of desire, self-realization, and ambition into poetic and piercing writing. Claire Barron is the playwright behind this new production, and she is joined in studio now by Ellen Maddow, who plays a young dancer named Maeve. The production tackles challenging moments in which the characters learn about lust, shared ideas about love, and even about how to handle the depression and sickness of those around them. Dance Nation is now playing at Playwrights Horizon, and its run has just been extended for a third time through July 1st. I'm thrilled that both Claire Barron and Ellen Maddow are able to join me here today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Claire, the play mainly takes place in a town called Liverpool, Ohio. How did you decide on this location?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think Liverpool is actually like a tiny, 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 tiny town in Ohio. So I partly chose it because I was like, no one who sees this show is going to be from Liverpool, Ohio. I'm from Eastern Washington State, and so I'm very much like a West Coast girl, but I was very like inspired by the show Dance Moms, which is this reality show on TV about competitive dancers, and they're all in Pittsburgh. So I was sort of like looking for something in that general region for these girls to come from.
So when you say you were inspired by Dance Moms, and I, for better or worse, am familiar with the show, how does one draw inspiration from that show? I mean, were you a dancer? Were you a child dancer?
Yeah, I danced ballet from 9 to 15. I was like a terrible, terrible dancer. And I think that's partly why I connected with the show. Just like remembering, it was almost nostalgic for me, remembering the feeling of being in the dressing room with the girls and like doing performances and the beautiful costumes and all the adrenaline. But also that show was like very disturbing. You know, I feel like these girls are like, they all love to dance so much, but like, it's so cutthroat and vicious, and you really see them sort of like be under a tremendous amount of pressure and stress. It just kind of broke my heart a little bit seeing these very, very young women under that much pressure.
And Ellen, what was it like for you? Were you a dancer when you were younger, or?
I took dance lessons. I was always pretty terrible. My mother was a dancer, actually, in the Martha Graham Company. So I took classes with her friends when I was growing up, and they would always go, "Oh, your feet are not like your mother's," you know, things like that. So, but I loved going to class, but it was.
Did your mother have an expectation for you?
Not at all. No, she just let me go because she thought I would have fun, and she was right. I did have fun.
And so what is that like now, bringing that experience to this play?
I feel like I have some connection, although the classes I took were never competitive at all. So there was a thing about when you start to become a teenager, how it got to be a little, you know, harder because everybody's bodies were changing at a different rate. And I still take dance classes now, actually, for older people. And
yeah.
I feel more connection with that now.
I also took dance, ballet, which was sort of a mishmash. We trained ballet, but then we did modern shows, and I played the Scarecrow in The Wiz, which I took very seriously,
wow.
Mainly because it had been Michael Jackson's role, right? And I was stepping into these shoes. But I was also the only Black girl in my class. And I wanted to ask you if you could talk a little bit about, one, your decision to cast women of all ages, and then also different racial and ethnic identities.
Totally. Well, the decision to cast of all ages, the show is a little bit about 13-year-olds, but it's also about how we carry what happens to us around like 11, 12, 13 through the rest of our lives. I feel like that's an age where really your identity starts to form. And I remember it's kind of the age where I started to really feel like a person and like a little tiny adult person. And sort of the way your teacher names you or the experiences you go through then kind of haunt you for the rest of your life. And so I say that the play is sort of like a ghost play where you're seeing who the little 13-year-olds grow up to be, but then you're also seeing the older actresses. And we have, I think our cast ranges from early 20s to 60s. You're seeing like who they were as kids. So you're kind of going in both directions. And so I used to be an actor. Now I'm a writer. It's always really important to me as a writer to be inclusive. And so it was having a diverse cast in all sorts of ways was really important to me. And, you know, the girl we're sort of following in the story is this girl named Zuzu, who, like, gets the special part for the first time. And it's played by an amazing actor named Ebony Booth. And Ebony is African-American, and we started working with her, at the very beginning of this play, like 3 years ago when we were first developing with her. And I definitely felt that, we discussed and we're talking about, like, the specific reality of being, like, a young African-American woman in dance and a certain type of pressure that you would feel, particularly if you're maybe the only African-American girl in the class, and sort of like just how complicated and sometimes like painful that experience can be.
I'm talking with Claire Barron, playwright of Dance Nation, and actor Ellen Madow. You know, you talked about casting actors of different ages and how it's sort of like going back and forth from adulthood to adolescence. And there's this amazing moment in the play where a character, an interesting aside to the audience, where it seems that your character becomes an adult for a moment and tells the audience that she will forget that she can fly when she becomes an adult.
Character.
Ellen's character.
Right,
yes. And so that's so amazing because it's so true. It resonates, right? Because, of course, all of these things happened when we were children and we were imaginative and all this and that, and we don't know what they are now. Can you talk a little bit about that,
right,
Ellen?
I think, it's strange how much I've connected back with my 14-year-old self. And how in some ways things don't seem any different than they were then. But I know that for instance, life was really, really intense and that there were all kinds of almost magical things that seemed to happen to you when you're that age that you do kind of push to the back of your consciousness in order to grow up. And I remember thinking that my parents didn't know anything, that I knew everything at that age because I felt like I knew about this higher plane, or I don't know. But again, I've forgotten it until we've, you know, working on this play, I've thought about that again.
When you say push to the back, you know, there's also like throughout the play, these kinds of themes of power and self-empowerment, right? And I think that when I was a girl, I remember feeling like I'm badass and pre-Black Girl Magic, before there was a hashtag, you know, I was my own girl. And there's certainly moments throughout the play where you have characters sort of pronouncing themselves as empowered and then sort of freaked out about what they're going to do with all that power. Talk to me about that, because that also rings very, very true. It's like when you become this little adult person or this little powerful adult person, how do you manage that?
Totally. I mean, I still feel like the most powerful I've ever been in my life was when I was 13 years old. Like, you really just feel, you still feel like you're the center of the universe. Like, no one has, like, convinced you otherwise yet. And, like, I think it's a little bit what Ellen was saying, too. There's almost, like, this magical, supernatural, like, I don't know. I remember standing in the yard and, like, trying to change the weather with my eyes, you know, like, just, like, weird, witchy things that you're just, like... But I think it's also clearly such a vulnerable age where your body is changing, like you feel completely out of control of your body. I'm going to throw my sister under the bus here right now, but I remember like when she first got breasts, when she was going through puberty, she thought she had like breast cancer. And there's like something in that where like, I'm sure she knew she didn't, but there's almost something like dangerous and terrifying and horrifying and that feels like you're sick or like something's happening to you. And so I do feel like it's a little bit of a bipolar existence between almost like ecstasy and rage and emotion and then sort of like crippling self-doubt.
I mean, can I tell you absolutely that when I got my period, I thought I had cancer. I really did. I thought, what is happening? Even though we had the books and we had the talks and so on and so forth, when it actually happens to your body, you're like, this isn't right. What's happening? So there's also the sense, though, going back to the dance troupe and the competition, and are they in some ways being treated like adults by their teacher?
Well, something that Lee Sunday Evans, who's the director and choreographer, always talks about when she talks about young people learning dance is that there's very, very high standards. So like there's, it's almost like you're not trying to be good for kids. You're trying to be like good for the world. You're trying to be like the best dancer. And there is something very adult about treating children like they have the capability to be truly, truly excellent at something.
There, the teacher says at one point to a parent that children live in the world. And so what did you mean?
Well, I think what he's saying in that moment is just sort of like we shouldn't coddle children. We shouldn't pretend like there's this bubble where kids are like living in this bubble that's not reality until they're 18 or even like in our culture, sometimes like 22. We should sort of treat kids as if they're part of the adult world right away. And I think that is true for something like dance. Like you can be at the height of your dancing powers when you're 15 years old, you know, so it is a very young art form that like you're in trouble if you're waiting till you're 25 to be like the best dancer you can be.
And Ellen, what drew you to this project, to this play?
Well, I've always thought Claire was a really great playwright. I've worked on did readings of a few other plays, and I'm also a playwright, so I just think her imagination is really fabulous and different from mine. And so that seemed always really fun. And so I was in a lot of the workshops of this show early on, and so I sort of grew up with it in a weird way. And yeah, I think it's a great play, so it's really fun to be in it.
And you had mentioned that you've revisited your own sort of youth through this. And do these themes of empowerment and power and bipolar, you know, a kind of schizophrenia of coming into who you are, does that resonate with you as an adult?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you're a woman, there's this thing that's always, there's always what to do with ambition. You know, when you have really, really strong ambition, some part of you is thinking, no, but I have to be nice, I have to be fair, I have to be, you know, that's part of what my ethics are, but at the same time, I have this kind of really fierce ambition. How do I put those two things together in my life? So I think it's addressing those things really head on, and I think that's great, and not giving any clear answers either, you know,
right,
which I think
right.
is always great when you're in the audience, that you leave thinking about things that are not all tied up in little knots, you know.
And would you say that jealousy and competitiveness are central themes, or are they symptoms?
I think they're symptoms. I also think that in the play, I think it's competitiveness in terms of like an ideal. Like every single girl wants to be the best rather than like wanting to beat the other person. It's more, and I there's something that happens in the play where one of the girls does something that she sort of like takes over a special role. That's all I'll say. And like it really upsets the other girls. And there's a way to read that as jealousy, but I also think there's a way to read it in terms of just ethics of like what is right and what is wrong and who has permission to sort of take up space. And I think that's the real conflict in the play, is that not everyone feels the same permission to sort of take up space, or they all have different relationships to the permission they feel in terms of taking up space and being like a big presence, if that makes sense.
It does. And it brings me to the point that there's one boy on the dance team, and he has a very poetic moment. Can you describe the inspiration behind his monologue about loving being in the car at night listening to his mother?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the play. And honestly, that comes just from like my memories of being in the car with my mom and like just being her sort of like buddy as you're like driving around like doing errands or whatever, and just like a little bit like mourning the loss of a certain type of intimacy that you still have with your parents when you're an adult, but like you're like on visits with them, you know it's more an active sort of relationship. But when you're a child, you have this incredible passive relationship with your parents where you just get to like sit on the couch and talk about nothing and like tickle their feet or like spend time in the car with them, and that real mundane activity. And there's something I feel like so precious in that mundane activity that I wanted to sort of honor in that monologue.
I've been speaking with Claire Barron and Ellen Maddow about their new production, Dance Nation, now playing at Playwrights Horizon through July 1st. Thank you so much for being here.